Next item on the agenda is item 5, Sims Metal Management, number 18-0218. Mr. Wilbert, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioner, members of the Commission. Bring this up real quick. Sims Metal Management is requesting authorization to install 360 linear feet of riprap along a man-made waterway off the southern branch of the Elizabeth River at the Sims Metal Management facility at 4300 Buell Street in the city of Chesapeake. Because the city of Chesapeake has rescinded their wetlands ordinance, you are acting as the wetlands board in this case.
Just a quick question. In the last several years, I've noted, as I've come back, a lot of rescind by localities pertaining to the wetlands ordinance. How many have, in the last several years, do you know, Tony?
Chesapeake.
Just Chesapeake?
There's been a lot of folks threatening it.
Well, I know we've had a lot of wetlands board hearings in the last 3 months that I hadn't normally seen, so I was just wondering what was going on.
It's all Chesapeake. As far as has rescinded, there's others that didn't ever adopt.
Okay. Okay, proceed. Didn't mean to interrupt, but it's just a question.
The project is located along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River. This is the high-rise bridge to the south. To the north, the Gilmerton Bridge. This is known as Money Point. The Chesapeake Energy Center here, just for orientation. You can see these two. They are man-made slips that Sims Metal Management has used over the years associated with their metal recycling business. Sims Metal is an industrial recycling facility. The facility has two man-made slips, as I said, where the ships are brought in to be broken or dismantled, and then the metal materials are recycled. The application actually includes two projects. One project is additional bulkhead work along this man-made waterway. However, all of that impact is channelward of the low tide line on man-made waters. There are no intertidal wetlands associated. The second project, the project we're considering today, is at the head of this man-made cove. Again, non-state-owned bottom, but the intertidal wetlands along the perimeter are, in fact, tidal jurisdictional wetlands under the board's jurisdiction. Project drawing, a little more detail. So what they want to do is put 360 linear feet around the very head of that. These are the section view drawings. This is the existing embankment. What they want to do is tow in some small stone, put larger stone on top of it to create a better transition area where the ships can be dragged up onto the upland without continuously disturbing the non-vegetated wetlands therein. Sims Metal has been working very closely with DEQ over the years to improve. You can't do anything to make this site worse. They're trying to improve the water quality associated, and this is one of the projects that they're doing to reduce the amount of sediment runoff into the southern branch of the Elizabeth River. We held a hearing. This gives you an idea of what we're dealing with. Yeah, they're tidal wetlands. They're low-grade, heavily impacted tidal wetlands, but each time they drag a ship up, it creates additional disturbance to whatever sediments there are here, and the intent is to clean this up and allow a smoother transition to the upland. That's the Gilmerton Bridge in the background. We held a public hearing at our office here. There was no one in attendance. Both DCR and the Game Department have provided comments, essentially, due to the scope and the type of activity in the environment, they don't anticipate any impacts to any resources within their jurisdiction. As I mentioned, this is all part of a larger project with DEQ to improve the water quality along the southern branch. And we believe that the placement of this stone will stabilize the area such that when they are bringing these ships ashore, it'll be a better, you know, making the best of a bad situation kind of. Accordingly, we recommend approval of the project as proposed, and I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Any questions by members of the commission for Mr. Woodward? Thank you. Good job. This is a public hearing. Is the applicant represented present, wishes to be heard?
presence there, but Mr. Woodward hit the nail on the head.
Okay. Is there anyone in opposition to the project? There being none, the matter is before the commission for action.
I move we approve the project.
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin to approve the project as presented, seconded by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.